Here is part of Hilaire Belloc's fine essay, A Remaining Christmas, in which he describes how he keeps Christmas, or kept Christmas, in his old house of Kingsland. Now, the way Christmas is kept in this house is this. On Christmas Eve, a great quantity of holly and laurel is brought in from the garden and from the farm, for this house is a farm of 100 acres attached to it, an oak wood of 10 acres. This greenery is put up all over the house, in every room, just before it becomes dark on that day. Then there is brought into the hall a young pine tree, about twice the height of a man, to serve for a Christmas tree. And on this innumerable little candles are fixed, and presents for all the household, and the guests, and the children of the village. It is at about 5 o'clock that these last come into the house, and at that hour in England, at that date, it has long been quite dark. So they come into a house all illuminated with the Christmas tree shining like a cluster of many stars seen through a glass. The first thing done after the entry of these people from the village and their children, the children are in number about 50, for this remote place keeps a good level through the generations and does not shrink or grow, but remains itself, is a common meal where all eat and drink their fill. Then the children come into the Christmas tree. They are each given a silver piece, one by one, and one by one, their presents. After that they dance in the hall and sing songs, which have been handed down to them for I do not know how long. These songs are game songs, and are sung to keep time with the various parts in each game. And the men and the things and the animals which you hear mentioned in these songs are all of that countryside. Indeed, the tradition of Christmas here is what it should be everywhere, knit into the very stuff of the place, so that I fancy the little children, when they think of Bethlehem, see it in their minds as though it were in the winter depth of England, which is as it should be. These games and songs continue for as long as they will, and then they file out past the great fire in the hearth to a small piece adjoining, where a crib has been set up with images of Our Lady and St. Joseph and the Holy Child, the shepherds, and what I will call, by your leave, the holy animals. And here again, tradition is so strong in this house that these figures are never new bought, but are as old as the oldest of the children of the family, now with children of their own. On this account, the donkey has lost one of its plaster ears, and the old ox, which used to be all brown, is now piebald. And of the shepherds, one actually has no head. But all that is lacking is imagined. There hangs from the roof of the crib over the Holy Child a tinsel star, grown rather obscure after all these years, and much too large for the place. Before this crib, the children, some of them Catholic and some Protestant, for the village is mixed, sing their carols. The one they know best is the one which begins, "The first good joy that Mary had, it was the joy of one." There are half a dozen or so of these carols which the children here sing, and mixed with their voices is the voice of the miller, for this house has a great windmill attached to it. The miller is famous in these parts for his singing, having a very deep and loud voice, which is his pride. When these carols are over, all disperse, except those who are living in the house. But the older ones are not allowed to go without more good drink for their viaticum, a sustenance for Christian men. Then the people of the house, when they have dined and their guests, with the priest who is to say mass for them, sit up till near midnight. There is brought in a very large log of oak, but everywhere here is oak, everywhere here is oaken, for the houses of the Weald. And this log of oak is the Christmas or Yule log, and the rule is that it must be too heavy for one man to lift. So two men come, bringing it in from the outside, the master of the house and his servant. And they cast it down upon the fire in the great hearth of the dining room. And the superstition is that if it burns all night and is found still smouldering in the morning, the home will be prosperous for the coming year. With that, they all go up to the chapel, and there the three night masses are said, one after the other, and those of the household make their communion. I'll pause here, and in another audio book, I'll read you his reflection on Christmas Day itself and what follows.